This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From Psalms 67 through 72, Leroy explores the futility of trying to pass on something we don't have. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few months ago, I was speaking at a conference of missionaries in South America. They came from various organizations and were working under extremely difficult circumstances. Some served in places where literally every day people were being murdered by drug dealers. There were political tensions. Besides all the problems that came with trying to serve people and communicate Christ in a foreign culture. And I sensed that this was a gathering of wounded warriors who needed a time of refreshment and encouragement. The first night they had a time of singing, and every song had to do with comfort and encouragement, or love and faith. It had nothing to do with marching to victory and charging the enemy. These were people who were trying to survive another day. They needed the comforting hand of God at a difficult time in their lives. And the very first verse of Psalm 67 has the same ring to it as the beginning of that missionary conference. Notice the little word "us" appears three times in that first verse. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. And why? Is it simply that they want all the benefits of the blessing of God for themselves with no thought to the needs and welfare of others? No, just the opposite. It's like the winter snows on the high country of Colorado Rockies. All winter long, the snow piles up on the peaks. And then the warm sun of spring comes along, and that moisture flows down to the valleys and waters the farmland and causes the pastures to turn green and the crops to grow. The prayer of verse 1 is motivated by the desire to see the whole world benefit by the blessing that God brings to His chosen people. But it has to begin with them and must be true in their lives before they can pass it on to others. The lesson is that people will be attracted to the true and living God when they see His hand at work in the lives of His people. Let's ask ourselves a hard question. Are the non-Christians around us going to become interested in knowing more about the person of Jesus Christ because of what they see of Him in your life and mine? If not, then let us follow the example of those hurting missionaries who turn to the Lord for encouragement and a renewed vision. And as we do, we can pray as the psalmist, "Make your ways known on earth, your salvation among all nations." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
As a part of our broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you gain the most from these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast Monday through Saturday. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow we'll explore getting our heads straight. From Psalm 73 through 77 on Daily Discipleship.